Good morning. A really warm welcome. I'm not going to guide the meditation this morning, but I will drop in something, a few words during the meditation. So you can do the practice that feels supportive, feels the right practice for you to do right now. Maybe it's loving kindness for a dear one or for yourself. Maybe it's good to get connected to the body, to the felt experience. Maybe it's some compassion practice, if you have some experience with that. in a moment, I'm going to ask a question. And you can just allow this question to drop in, so to speak. You don't have to search for the answer. You don't have to find the answer. It might be that an answer appears, arises. Maybe it's not clear what the response is to the question. That's okay. Just allowing the question to drop in and maybe feel your way to an answer. Here's the question. What is your intention for practicing on this retreat? This might be the same intention you had at the beginning. Or it might have shifted. Is there a why you're practicing? Again, there's no requirement that it be perfectly clear and crisp. Perhaps feeling your way into what is it that supports practice? Maybe it's wanting to get back in touch with your heart. I'm maybe it's a love of practicing in some kind of way. Maybe it's a recognition that things unfold differently if we spend time meditating, if we spend time with these heart qualities, metta, compassion. And allowing this intention to support you. And then here's a radical idea. Maybe not thinking about this so much as feeling your way into this and noticing the response to this radical idea. The idea that what if you could stretch your intention and make it bigger? Grow it in such a way that maybe when you're showing up to meditate when you really don't feel like it, and there's a lot of resistance, and you show up coming back to these heart practices again and again, even though the mind is and heart is being pulled elsewhere. What if you were taking on that resistance, taking on that difficulty, taking on the restlessness, the tiredness, because it benefits somebody else? What if it helps others find an opening? Helps others find a new experience? What if your practice, taking on any resistance, experiencing difficulties, benefits someone else in some magical kind of way? I said this was a radical idea. maybe not someone that you know, but it benefits someone else.